Radio Nepal would like to wish all its listeners a very happy Republic Day. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 16th Republic Day today, President, Vice President, Prime Minister give their best wishes. Government's budget for next fiscal year to be presented in Federal Parliament today. Current fiscal year's economic growth estimated to be at 2.16%. And Recep Tayyip Erdogan wins Turkish presidential elections. Now the news in detail. The 16th Republic Day is being celebrated nationwide today with various programs and events. This significant day marks the proclamation of the Federal Democratic Republican governance system in Nepal, officially abolishing the autocratic monarchy on May 28, 2008. Every year, on the 15th day of the Nepali month of Jyeshta, that is May 29 this year, the Republic Day is commemorated throughout the country. It serves as a tribute to the historical People's Movement of 2006 AD that led to the establishment of the Republican system. This system symbolizes the commencement of a democratic republic where all state power rests with the people. Owing to the massive protest of the people, former King Gyanendra Shah on April 24, 2006, reinstated the parliament that had been dissolved on May 22, 2002. This paved the way for the establishment of the republic system supported by the popular 2006 April Uprising. Meanwhile, a special program will be organized in Army Pavilion on the occasion of Republic Day at 8:15 a.m. today. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the event after this bulletin. President Ramchandra Paudel has extended his best wishes to Nepali citizens both at home and abroad on the occasion of 16th Republic Day. He wished peace, prosperity and happiness for all. In a statement, today the President paid tribute to those who sacrificed their lives during the struggle for a democratic republic and acknowledged the crucial role played by political leaders, activists and civil society in achieving this milestone. President Paudel, on the recommendation of the government, has pardoned 482 prisoners on the occasion of the Republic Day. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has extended warm greetings on the occasion of Nepal's 16th Republic Day. He expressed profound respect for the martyrs who sacrificed their lives to establish a democratic republic and wished all Nepalese, both at home and abroad, a joyous celebration. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has emphasized that democracy can only thrive with a democratic framework. In a message commemorating Republic Day today, he expressed the government's commitment to institutionalizing the hard-won political changes and elevating Nepal from a least developed to a developed nation. The Prime Minister highlighted the growing acceptance of the Constitution and Republic, the provision of essential services and the establishment of rights for marginalized communities as crucial steps towards solidifying the republican system. Similarly, House Speaker Debraj Khimire, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, Nepali Congress President Shehbahadur Dewa and CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli have also wished on the occasion of Republic Day today. The government's annual budget for the fiscal year 2023-24 is being presented in the joint session of the Federal Parliament today. As per the schedule, the budget will be presented in both the sittings of the Federal Parliament today at 4:15 p.m. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat will present the budget that will be live broadcast from Radio Nepal. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat yesterday presented the economic survey of the current fiscal year 2022-23 and the annual situation review of the public corporations 2023 in the separate meetings of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. Tabling the economic survey, the Finance Minister said the world economy was in crisis in 2003 and its impact was felt in Nepal's economy as well. He added that the country's economic growth was estimated to be around 2.16% in the current fiscal year. The finance minister said a strain was seen in the resource management as well as due to the slowdown in economic activities owing to the contraction in the import of goods and decrease in the overall demand. Minister Mahat maintained that positive indications had also been seen in the economy, like the balance of payment was in surplus, the foreign currency reserve went up and the tourist arrivals increased. According to the economic survey, the federal government has constructed 34,100 kilometers road and the total installed power capacity has reached 2,666 megawatts. As the finance minister shared on the occasion, 25 out of 44 public corporations having the government's investment are in profit. Meanwhile, a joint session of the Federal Parliament endorsed the Federal Parliament's Joint Sitting and Joint Committee Conduct of Business Regulations 2080 Bikram Samvat. Likewise, yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives nominated 15 lawmakers for the Parliamentary Hearing Committee. The government has recommended a presidential pardon for Resham Chowdhury, the jail leader of the Nagarik Unamukti Party, on Republic Day. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar yesterday made a decision recommending general amnesty and exoneration of prison sentence to leader Chowdhury. Informing the media about yesterday's cabinet meeting's decisions, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said a recommendation had been made to grant general amnesty to leader Chowdhury on the occasion of Republic Day. Chowdhury was imprisoned after he was convicted of involvement in violence that broke out in Tikapur of Kailali district on the 24th of August 2015, in which seven security personnel, including Nepal Police Senior Superintendent Lakshman Nupane and a minor, were killed. The District Court Kailali, the High Court Dipail and the Supreme Court had all sentenced Chowdhury to life imprisonment. Minister Sharma also said preparations for Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal's official visit to India had reached the final phase and a meeting of the Council of Ministers on Monday, that is today, would finalise the agenda of the visit. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has expressed her concern regarding telecom network issues prevailing in the mountainous areas of the country. Affixing a postal stamp published by the Department of Postal Services, marking the 70th year of successful ascent of Mount Everest yesterday, Minister Sharma reiterated that she had taken note of the network issues facing the users in the Everest Base Camp area and above. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now an international update. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's supporters celebrated well into the night after Turkey's long-time president secured another 5 years in power. He told cheering crowds outside his enormous palace on the edge of Ankara that the entire nation of 85 million people had won. But his call for unity sounded hollow as he ridiculed his opponent, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, and took aim at the jailed Kurdish leader and pro-LGBT policies. The opposition leader did not explicitly concede victory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. 16th Republic Day today, President, Vice President, Prime Minister give their best wishes. Government's budget for next fiscal year to be presented in Federal Parliament today. current fiscal year's economic growth estimated to be at 2.16%, and Recep Tayyip Erdogan wins Turkish presidential election. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.